13 April 1901. Professor Wilhelm Ostwald, University of Leipzig, Leipzig, Germany. Esteemed Herr Professor, please forgive a father who is so bold as to turn to you, esteemed Herr Professor, in the interest of his son. I shall start by telling you that my son, Albert, is 22 years old, that he feels profoundly unhappy with his present lack of position, and his idea that he has gone off the tracks with his career and is now out of touch gets more and more entrenched each day. In addition, he is oppressed by the thought that he is a burden on us, people of modest means. I have taken the liberty of turning to you with a humble request to write him, if possible, a few words of encouragement so that he might recover his joy in living and working. If, in addition, you could secure him an assistant's position for now or the next autumn, my gratitude would know no bounds. I am also taking the liberty of mentioning that my son does not know anything about my unusual step. I remain, highly esteemed Herr Professor, your devoted, Hermann Einstein. No answer from Professor Ostwald was ever received. The world of 1905 seems distant to us now, but there were many similarities to life today. European newspapers complained that there were too many American tourists, while Americans were complaining that there were too many immigrants. The older generation everywhere complained that the young were disrespectful, while politicians in Europe and America worried about the disturbing turbulence in Russia. There were newfangled aerobics classes. There was a trend-setting vegetarian society and calls for sexual freedom, which were rebuffed by traditionalists standing for family values, and much else.